Hello.
Fucking podcast time, baby. That's right. You paid to watch three men talk to each other in front of a folding on a folding table. So, and we did this last. Usually we don't prepare.
We're already burned out. You
but
know?
We extra. This is gonna be extra bad because we did one yesterday.
Worn
so.
Out.
This is, you really wasted your money on this portion of the show. Just want to make that clear. This is a pure cash grab for us. And we have a timer set, and once it goes off for an hour, we are booed the fuck out of the back door.
I started it as we left the green room. Yeah. The seconds.
We're going to be watching
it. Seconds. And in case you were worried your money was going to be spent on something worthwhile, I'm going to blow it on crypto.
Yes, Nick.
I'm going to find a way
Nick's
to
trying
lose
to lose
it.
Another 60K.
He's going to buy the dip. Buy the dip.
Buy the dip, bro.
The dip's gone. I'm just going to lose it day trading.
Fucking money never sleeps, dude.
I'm going to short Bitcoin now.
Smart.
At the perfect time.
Here's what I would say. Buy stock in Puma. Puma sweatsuits.
Yeah.
And
They got a Ferrari Puma tracksuit.
Oh my God!
At Macy's.
I gotta go.
Right next to the regular suits.
Oh!
It feels like this should be.
Yes,
some.
I'm going to a wedding in that thing, dude.
Yeah.
I'm getting married in a Ferrari Puma tracksuit.
I'm going to a domestic abuse in it. I'm gonna show up. That's like if anyone objects, I'm like, nope.
Oh, you're going to be a witness
I'd
to
be
a crime.
A witness to, yeah, domestic
right,
abuse.
That you're not going to snitch
in my
on.
Ferrari tracksuit.
That makes sense.
You guys got Ferraris here?
Adam. Shut up. Wait, by the way, I just want to make one. I got to clarify.
Look how happy she is with herself.
No, I got to clarify one thing. We were told before the show that there was a girl in overalls in the front row that could be a problem, and Nick chastised the wrong one.
Oh,
there's
you.
Two girls. It's oh. her. It's her, not her.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
I apologize.
That's so why I assumed
you should
it was
apologize
you your friends
you.
Were yelling the whole time.
No.
What are we saying?
No. Okay. No, she doesn't even know what this show is.
Wow, you're a nice person. Fan. I'm sorry.
Getting okay. overalls so, profiled. Yep. Profiled.
He profiled you guys.
You were the one acting a fool. I thought we had really had.
She was acting
earlier.
A fool, not her.
Wow. Case of bad behavior.
No, you're not right now.
Anybody else have overalls in here? Let's do a quick poll.
Let's get them all out.
Yeah. No.
Pills? What kind of pills?
Oh, wait, yes. Wait, sorry. What kind
Tylenol
of pills?
Tylenol PM?
What is this? What is it?
Allergy pills.
Get the fuck. Give me that. Can I see that, Adam?
No, they don't. I've been on those my entire life.
Dude, what? Oh, this man brought me Kind bars. And, some good shit. Not everybody's got to know about what's in this little pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go ahead and... Yeah, this is nice. I'm just going to do drugs the whole time. I think, yeah, all right.
What's that? A picture of me? No. Yep. Wow.
It's
what a show.
We're 3 minutes in.
All right. Just want to let everyone know if you have gifts, we will be using them.
3 minutes in, we've already blown the give us drugs and you take your clothes off.
We planned that for the grand finale. So. Yeah.
That's all right, dude.
Much left.
Someone, does anyone have shorts? I'll put those on to end.
Can I get, also, them. Can I get a...
Not right now. No. Put, no, quiet down. Were you the one in Eiffel Tower? No, okay, anyway. Eiffel Tower, the Threesome Brothers over here.
Those guys fuck girls together?
No. Yeah, he Eiffel
Tower. Did they just fuck each other?
And was proud of it.
Does Canada have an Eiffel Tower sort of deal?
What's up?
Yeah, like we got a Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then St. Louis has the Arch, and France has the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, Canada's got... They got
no, that doesn't count.
The what?
The, yeah, the CN right. Tower.
The Hollywood sign.
You have a Hollywood sign?
Yeah, we got one of those.
You have a smaller one?
Mm. What does it say? Oh, interesting. Creative.
Can I get a tequila soda?
Chill out. Chill out. Be a pro, man.
They're going to start their own.
Oh, thanks, brother. Thank you, brother. Give it up for your wait staff. Don't forget to tip them. Don't forget to fucking tip them.
Uh-oh.
And
double,
I got
double.
Two.
I'll take it.
No, you won't.
You've been overserved already.
No, you won't. I have a girlfriend. I don't need a roofie anyone. I got a girlfriend.
What? Did you roofie your own drink?
I roofie myself. I roofie myself routinely.
Just waking up in some guy's apartment with his shoes off, like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
He just knows what's going to kick in. His lizard brain is going to make him have gay sex.
Yeah.
If you don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's not cheating if you GHB yourself beforehand.
I don't care about cheating. The gay part, though. That's
the more morally objectionable part.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Christian, as you guys know.
Hell yeah, some Christianity bros over here. Respect. They got it right.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean they got right?
They picked the right religion.
No, they didn't.
They have the right one.
The Lord and Savior, no, brother. You still got time, Adam. You know what I mean? You're waiting around for somebody that already came a couple thousand years ago, pal.
Right.
I've made this clear multiple times. If I'm moving teams, I'm going straight radical Islamic terror. That's the only way I'm going.
You gonna be a cleric?
Well, I have this plan. I don't think I've said it on the pod before, but I have this plan where if I kill myself, I book my own funeral, and I just book a radical Muslim cleric to do the funeral, and I just confuse all my friends and family for the rest of their lives, I guess.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll be in the rafters watching all of it. Tom Sawyer style.
That was a cool move in that book.
That was
watching
a tight
your own
move.
Funeral?
Yeah, just faking your own death as a child.
So he could have sex with...
So he could fuck another child. Yeah. So that Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer could have sex. He's like, hey, Huckleberry, will you paint my ass?
They were painting. The fence they were painting was a glory hole.
Right. Why don't you, maybe we can paint each other's asses and it'll go faster.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm really happy the one thing I know about that book I was able to pull out right there.
You didn't know the
cave they get lost
Jim?
In is Tom's ass.
Oh, yes.
I only know that from the movie.
You don't remember that guy? I don't remember his full name, but I believe it was a guy named Jim. You don't remember him?
Really?
Immediately.
Why don't you dig for his name, dude? Do you think maybe you can come up with it?
Mm-hmm. I would say maybe Chinese Jim. Or it was something like that. But it was a very destructive word.
They took that out. They like republished the book without that in there.
Oh really? Kind of like they edit Star Wars without the phasers or whatever.
Yes.
What?
Or Raiders of
they
the,
don't
the
do
Lost
that.
Ark.
And I think they got phasers. They got more phasers.
No, it was like, maybe Indiana Jones, they got rid of so many guns. There's only a couple guns.
No.
I think they did that.
No, they didn't. So they went into Indiana Jones and were like, let's do 30%
less
guns.
Well, they definitely
guns.
Edited out all the N-words from George Lucas's original script. I know that. He's like, what? I'm Mark Twain. Yeah. I'm the modern day Mark Twain. If Mark Twain can do it, so can I.
What do you think? Yeah, Chewbacca's voice had to be dubbed over with nonsense because all he would say was the N-word.
Yeah. Well, it's actually...
When he sees Lando, it's a really bad scene in the original script.
It's weird because he cast Jar Jar Binks with a Jamaican woman that he was having sex with. And people were like, that's favoritism. And I think she did a great job.
He was like, I will play Jar Jar Binks myself. I feel like I have a better read on this character than like George. I mean, it's not enough that you can't get rid of the character, but please don't play him.
Yeah. Have you heard of the N-word pass? Yeah. Because
Misa can't wait to eat space bananas. Misa only coming along to get space bananas and show up late to my job.
That's a racist character. That's the point that we're making.
That's not the point I'm making. I'm telling you the true story of Star Wars. I'm not making any point.
The original character design was much different. It was a very simple, practical effect. Just paint. It was just George. Yeah. It was George with some shoe polish.
Yeah. We went for a more minimalist approach with the new Star Wars. I really don't like all the...
You know what, George? Actually, let's do some CGI on this one.
Yeah. It's, his name is going to be is Industrial Light, Magic, and Shoe Polish.
That's a good joke. You guys aren't in the biz, though. The people that
yeah,
didn't laugh, you're
a little
on the
insider.
Biz like us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Hollywood.
Okay, folk. Let's see. What kind of alien from Star Wars would we most like to have sex with if we could pick one?
Treelex.
What's Treelex?
I don't know.
Oh, nice, dude. I love a green alien, dude. I have jacked off to multiple pornographies where the lady is painted green. And she's got like a red wig sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Really into that sort of scene.
Because it's a woman and they've green screened a man in.
That's true.
No. That's not why.
It's like technically it's a woman.
No.
Technically it's straight porn, but now through the power of CGI, I'm watching two guys have sex. But it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Because the underlying pornography
is straight. Yes, it's a woman with her ass cheeks spread out, and just on each cheek is two different gay pornos that I'm watching. Like, no, this is I'm straight. I'm actually still straight.
No, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Dude, that's genius, bro.
It is genius.
I love this.
You know who would come up with that? George Lucas.
That's right, yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yes. We said, what if one of the aliens was in denial about being gay?
George, I just don't see. So we're just going to cut to Han Solo watching gay porn on a woman's butt cheeks?
George Lucas having a breakthrough. I finally created a new alien. It's just like, hey, everybody. It's just an offensive stereotype of a gay person. He's like, it seemed like the well was tapped on aliens. I don't know. I try to think of like what, you know, I come up with. I don't know where I come up with these characters, but there's one guy that's like, I'll get back to my space planet. There's that guy. And then they're like, when we all take the Millennium Falcon? There's that guy. You know,
George,
I got him. I got the one
so
that's
creative,
like, of course
George.
You can't have the boy. You'll pay more money. I got that guy in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what other aliens could possibly exist in the entire universe across time?
I don't see what's so funny about the boy, the alien that owned the boy. I don't think it's very funny to laugh at that, personally.
He's like, of course he's not Jewish. He's got wings.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Little wings
Thank
that
you,
he flies
Nick.
Around with.
Thank you. I wouldn't normally
think.
He's
got a chance cube. He doesn't have dice.
Oh, chance cube. I made you out of play. And when I spin the chance cube, for Anakin, you will pay.
It's interesting, Sav, because that's the same melody as a Hanukkah song.
Oh, really?
I'm
taking it with George Lucas. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't remember that from the
movie. That's in the deleted scenes.
No, I don't remember it.
Now, that's honestly that obviously Jewish character is not even as bad as the Hogwarts fucking goblins that run the bank.
No, the Grindelwalds.
Those guys are incredible. Yeah. Those guys are just like literally like propaganda, like Nazi propaganda is in that movie.
I love watching DVD extras, Blu-ray extras, deleted scenes, blooper reels. But I thought it was weird when I saw the Schindler's List blooper reel. Because they were having a lot of fun on that set. You know? And it was just strange for the subject matter.
It's just fucking Liam Neeson going around making everybody laugh like, oh, could this be a person? Oh, could this? Oh, oh, oh. Just doing Robin Williams. Oh, look at this. It's a person. This is a person, and this was a person. Oh, do you remember? Have you guys seen Robin? Huh? Haven't you? I'm doing improv.
Like, Liam's so funny.
Liam's crushing it.
They had a blast on that set.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
What the hell is this? Is this a person? You remember? What do? You a grip or something? Or?
Did you?
What do you do around here anyways?
Do you see that?
You want to have sex? No, I'm a sex addict.
Liam Neeson going around.
I can't wait to fuck!
Just all the extras dressed up as, like, Holocaust survivors.
Yeah.
That's his fetish.
Yeah.
That would be funny to be fucking on that set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were crazy hookups. There were wild hookups.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that guy liked it. Yeah.
He did. He does fuck. That's his thing.
Respect.
He fucks and he's racist.
Oh.
Liam.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't like black people.
Yeah, we had that kind of fuck up a couple months ago.
Oh, right.
Well,
right.
No, he said
he's
that
like,
he
my
used
friend was
to be
raped
racist.
By, I don't want to say it, but by a. I went out looking for the first one I could find.
Have you been familiar with the book Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, yeah. I believe
there was a character.
I believe the character's name was Black Bastard Jim, and he was a rapist.
Yeah, Liam fucks. Who were you telling me that on the Street Fighter set?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was just doing cocaine and cheating on his wife.
My
right?
dad, yeah. When I was very young, I was a big Jean-Claude Van Damme fan, and he was like, oh, do you know he got caught having sex in a bathroom with his girlfriend? Mm-hmm.
And I was he was doing the splits on the top of the stall.
Yeah, some guy looked up at the urinal and just saw his balls.
I'm sorry.
We're almost done.
I've never learned how to have sex. Only karate.
It's a Belgium style.
I really feel like if it weren't for JCVD, there would be no Christopher Lambert.
Wow.
I feel like he paved the way for French retards.
That's true.
And he had nothing, no part of the package. Doesn't know karate.
He's not.
It's sort of like a cross-eyed,
he's
you know,
not
simpleton.
Ripped. He's not hot.
No, he's like a French village idiot. That yeah. You know, they're like, true. How about we can't get John Claude, so how about this guy?
How about, yeah.
Now I am the Highlander.
We did just watch the Highlander.
There
we
can be it. Only, it's Chris, it's one. What? Yeah, Chris only knows up to zero. Chris can only count the zero, so he's struggling with the one line.
Those are the, probably
there
the
can be only zero. Chris, it's one. What?
Those are the two most famous Belgians.
He's not Belgian. Christopher Lambert is French.
He's French?
Yeah.
JCVD's French? Or Belgian?
He's Belgian.
He's Belgique?
He's Belgian. The muscles from Brussels.
You want to fuck him?
Of course.
You're doing this?
Who wouldn't want to fuck Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, he's still
I wouldn't, rich. Personally.
He was the best of that era. Everyone else...
Yeah,
it's not homophobic. There are other guys I'd
it's
rather francophobic. Have sex with.
It's
what? Who
homophobic?
Would you rather have sex with?
What other guys?
Over Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Chuck Norris. Adam
no.
probably wants
yeah,
to have sex with
no
Chuck
way.
Norris. He picks the worst guy of that era.
No way. I would have sex with...
No, yeah. It's not.
That's not my other choice. Don't tell me what to do.
Look how much... You're so pleased with that.
Yeah. I got it. I'm going to fucking whip out Carrot Top at the
Carrot
right
Top.
Time. I know it's going to happen. There will be a moment where it makes sense to say it. who would you rather fuck, though, Adam? You're not off the hook.
Val Kilmer, for sure.
What?
For
current day. Current day Val Kilmer?
No, he's not current day. He's dying.
He's got sweet lips. He's a sweet
he does
boy.
Have sweet lips.
Oh,
he gets
hot
sweet on Val
young
Kilmer?
Val Kilmer?
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
Get down
Val Kilmer,
on
Val Kilmer, Kilmer and
knees.
Sebastian Bach are tied for, like, guys that it's just
the
straight. It's
lips.
Straight to fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing gay about that.
I used to want
to
fuck the... Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. When I was in high school, and I thought I was like,
wait
I was like,
second.
I'm gonna have to
hold
talk
on.
To
are we still playing the game?
I would love that if that was the plot of that movie.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas being
like, he has to admit what guy.
So you're saying I have to have sex?
That's not the
Val
game, Michael.
Or Michael. The guy from Incubus.
He had a soul
no,
patch.
No, that's not the game.
That's not the game, dude.
We try to get you to kill yourself for your birthday. You know, like your dad did. That's the plot of what do you? That's the plot of
that's
the game.
Game.
That's the plot of the game. His the dad, movie. Mike, His Kirk dad Douglas is alive right now.
That's you, true. Oh. Kirk Douglas is still alive.
It's
I guess
ridiculous
I'd fuck him
that he's
if
still
I could
alive.
Fuck anybody.
Oh yeah. You want to kill someone?
Well, no. I mean,
if
yeah,
I could kill someone, it would be Justin Trudeau. For talking shit about my president.
Dude.
For giving him serious side eye.
Know,
come on,
dude.
Bro.
I did not appreciate the shade when he coughed.
I don't like that shade. Show some respect for right. Donald.
For the office, brother.
For the office of Donald.
Mm-hmm. So true, dude.
Dude, you know who I want to be Prime Minister of Canada?
Go off.
I can't.
No.
Len,
stop.
The band Len.
You guys joke, but you're due for a shitty celebrity fucking president. It's gonna happen to everybody else next.
Oh, who?
Christopher Lambert's gonna be the president.
No, he's Belgian. They're gonna have Shania Twain, dude. Yeah.
Ooh. Shania rocks. Everyone shut the fuck up.
No, Mike
right?
Myers, that
there's
Mike
too much
Myers,
anarchy
Mike Myers
here.
As the love guru. Yeah.
That's true.
Like,
there's
it's
a
time
lar-
for a POC prime minister.
There's a large South Asian population in Canada.
It's tight that if you have like just like a career that successful, at a certain point you're like, okay, I want to do blackface. The entertainment industry is like, we have to let him.
Let's see what it, yep.
We have to, he's done Wayne's World.
That's
fucking
right.
Austin Powers.
He was horny as a British guy.
He has paid his dues.
I was actually just handed, I was handed an N-word pass by an African-American, or African-Canadian woman. What? Neither. Jamaican-Canadian woman.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't even know if you can...
This, the overalls of chaos are like, all say right. It. Say the N-word. I want to hear it.
No, I'm not going to say it. But
you must.
But since, no, because it's not, it, because it's a Jamaican-Canadian woman, what I will say is, ear me now.
Oh, yeah. Say it in the accent.
Yeah.
Drop it in the Jamaican accent.
Say it in the accent.
What do you mean the accent? That's a Toronto accent. That's why Drake talks that way. He talks like Toronto style. That's why he's not appropriating the West Indies. It's Toronto accent.
That is true. That's a good point.
Yeah, Toronto sucks, dude. Seriously. Who do they think they are?
No, Toronto's good.
Bring back the fucking Grizzlies. Bring back Bryant. Bring back Bryant Big Country Reeves, baby.
I got you there. You're right. You're right about that one.
Big Country, baby. Number one pick. I thought it was tight when you guys burned your city because of the hockey.
That
major
was awesome.
Major props on that.
This rules. Look at this.
I thought it was cool that guy was hooking up with that girl and there was that picture. And he was like, you know, everyone's like, this is Praxis, you know? This guy's doing Antifa, but for real, he was just like, I'm just trying to get some pussy.
What? Why do
Are
you have so much self-esteem?
Show?
Do you know what I mean? What happened in your life that made you think you could keep talking throughout the whole... Are we overcompensating?
She's fine.
Did you have
She's
very
fine.
Supportive parents? There's no chance.
They were incredible.
No, yeah, yeah.
Right. This, oh, okay. I'm on this show and I'm like, should I talk now? Should I keep talking or should I kill myself?
Dude, I can't wait.
Her yeah. boyfriend couldn't
way
make
out,
it.
Dude. The ultimate.
That's Bring nice. Your girlfriends.
That you both share her?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Is that some sort of
like
polycule?
Like
a
poly
Can we just call it another polycule?
That's really cool when people get into being poly at 43 years old. I love that. I love that. They're like, this is the smart kind
I'm
of sex.
Do, yeah.
This is how smart people fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it is always like just a guy that's like, his neck disappears into a fucking shirt that is just draped over bones. And then like Kirkland brand jeans pulled up to here. Dating like a girl that clearly has autism and is like 20 years old. And like, yeah, we're poly. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, being poly.
It's people who want to turn fucking into doing spreadsheets. Do you know what I mean? That's.
Yeah, they love the rules.
Yeah. Us though, we're passionate lovemakers.
We're passionate.
I'd be poly if it meant you fucked parrots. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool. That's a little penis. Is it in yet?
Well, the bird just repeats things it hears.
Yeah.
That's so what I guess in this scenario, I'm living next to you. We're
no,
neighbors.
No, it's your house.
And you and
it's
your...
It's in your house!
You and your human girlfriend...
It is not my parrot!
You and your human girlfriend, they're fucking, whereas I'm fucking a parrot only. So there's no way the parrot would have the cognizance to even come up with these thoughts have an opinion. The parrot would just be repeating.
I have soundproof walls in this scenario.
No.
And actually, the parrot heard
once
you
again,
getting fucked
you
by a
fucked
different
yourself
guy.
With this hypothetical.
No.
Nick has a parrot that he reads Tom Sawyer to. But just only one part.
Yep. Over and over again.
Is that what that Rush song, Tom Sawyer, is about?
Yeah. Rush!
Today's
Canada.
Tom Sawyer.
Today's
the guy that says the N-word. It's just a libertarian band. The point of that song is, why can't I say it? Tom Sawyer said it. We have rights. We have a charter of limits. What the fuck is it? What's that?
Dude, stop jeweling, motherfucker. Yeah. It's disrespectful.
I'm the star, dude.
It's disrespectful. All right, go ahead, man. You run with the ball then for a sec.
You want me to say some shit?
Mm-hmm. Talk to him.
Talk about Jake. No, I'm not going to talk about Jake.
What a fucking loser.
Bring up Jake Flores from Twitter. That guy you were arguing with
motherfucker,
today?
Motherfucker, get hobbies, dude. you should know who Jake Flores
is. Get into
some
other shit, yeah.
How's Dasha doing?
Yo, you should roast this pizza delivery guy from Bushwick. No, I will not be commenting on that. Other than that, I will always protect my queen.
Except physically.
Yeah.
Or no, if anyone tries to hit on her in front of you.
He's making that up. That's not a real thing. I've beat up plenty of homosexual men I thought that we're hitting on her.
Did you tell the story about that lesbian in Toronto?
No.
That saw you arguing about taxes?
I was like, we were in Montreal, and Dasha and I went out for a drink, and I was like, you have to save for taxes. She's like, it always works out for me. And I was like, no, that's not how it works. You can't just hot girl taxes. And then I was like getting mad about it, and then this miniature girl came up to us, and she was like, excuse me, is there a fucking problem here?
this bitch took a look at Adam and was like, yeah, if it goes bad, I could take his ass. I got this.
She was so small. And she was like,
alternate ending to Boys Don't Cry, where the girl beats up Adam, where Adam dies at the end, and then the rednecks are like, I guess you're pretty cool. You beat up that Jewish fella. I guess you're a boy after all, sister.
That's the only way to bring trans rights to the Deep South is through.
Uh-huh. It's to bring Adam there
Semitism.
First.
Yeah.
They're like, look, you give us him at least.
But no, we're joking. Obviously, Adam did beat that woman out.
He fixed her.
Yeah.
He put her like, back on track.
I was like, parlez-vous, fucking suck my dick. Are you going to come? You best, if you're going to step to me, you best come correct, you know? Anyway, that woman beat me up in front of my girlfriend.
Oh, man, I would love to see you get slapped by a woman, dude. No, it's not you. You're done.
She's worse done than overalls.
Huh?
Okay. She's horny. She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, call him up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop it.
Stop it, please. We have girlfriends.
It doesn't work anymore. This is freeing.
This
In the past,
work.
I'd be like, wow, that's so cute. Do you want to do the episode? But now I'm like, I don't want to fuck this girl. She should shut the fuck up. It's awesome. It's like a superpower. I used to be so beholden to getting my dick sucked, but now I'm a free man.
It's true. It was Stav would text us and be like, I just got the poison out of my body.
Yeah. The second I
bust... time to go put way more poison into my body.
It's a never-ending
time
cycle
to go
of poison.
Find a drive-through filled with poison.
Speaking of which, why don't we take one of these little bad boys, right?
What is that? What is that?
It's just it's estrogen pills.
Yeah.
They're going to turn him into a girl and he doesn't realize it.
Is it?
Dude, if I start milking out of my titties, dude.
Yeah,
if you
put just hormone therapy in chocolate.
Salud.
That would be cool if we all transitioned to not get canceled.
Ooh, well, only one of us needs to. And look at the bone structure. You're closest.
What do you mean to not get cancer?
Canceled.
Canceled.
Oh, canceled. Oh, yeah. I was like, is that a benefit of being trans? Because they just don't get cancer?
Yep. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, well, in that case. Maybe
chop it off, dude.
You're right.
Who's got one of those the like paper things from elementary school?
Who has one of the paper things from elementary school?
You know what I mean?
Butcher paper.
The big thing that.
Yeah.
Those things don't have names.
You're right.
Thank you.
They never. That's why the Germans are the best, because they got a word for everything.
That's true.
We don't have a name for that.
I don't know if the Germans are the best.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, you're right. The last 60 years or so. 70? Yeah.
Yeah, the techno phase Germans, they're all right. I took a picture of Stav wearing me. You're not in.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right, what else we got?
The Germans are the best.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about
that. Haven't done
that.
Anything wrong in the last century or so.
Century?
Almost. You know, we're not too far off. You got 18 years left to be mad. And we're ending it at the beginning of the war.
You don't get to define.
I do.
No, you don't get to define.
As a disinterested party, it should be up to me.
No, no, no. First of all, you're very interested.
I'm not interested.
No, you were...
I don't care.
You get 100-year wine.
I've said numerous times I don't care about the Holocaust.
I've been...
I don't know how many more times I have to say it.
I've been milking that sympathy in many customer service situations.
Yeah.
And I don't plan on letting go anytime soon. So what else is in the news?
Trump denies raping that writer, and he says that she's not his type.
He said that?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That is so...
exclusive. I mean, Trump vehemently denies E. Jean Carroll allegation, says she's not my type.
It is... hilarious. I mean, how is that motherfucker? Every day, it's like, damn, this man is president.
Yeah, you can't stop him.
From The Soprano, or from the, what's it called?
The Apprentice.
Apprentice, yeah.
Very similar shows. I started
getting drunk.
Very similar shows.
You know, right. You know what's funny? It's going to take like a year and a half before he's out of the office before they give him The Apprentice back.
Oh, dude.
And people are going to be like, remember Trump? You know, and it just won't be a problem.
I know. Anymore. He's going to have Trump TNN, dude. Trump News Network.
That'll be tight. I want a show.
You want a show on there?
We should get a day. I want like a Good Morning America.
A Fox and Friends.
Yeah. We're bringing in a retarded kid who...
loves Trump.
They raised his town, raised money for him. And it's like, how does that make you feel? You know, and then Jason Mraz comes by and we talk about his toy Pomeranian.
On the Trump News Network?
Yeah, no, it's Good Morning America, but it's just me.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And maybe
Huda.
And Nick doesn't even say good morning.
I don't say good morning.
Because he's rude.
It's bad morning.
bad morning.
Dark morning.
Don't
you
talk
did,
to
oh,
me.
You're not that twisted, dude. You saved a crow today.
I did.
Nick, yeah, Nick saved an animal, a creature.
We saw a bird.
I've been told it was a jackdaw and not a crow. So.
A jackdaw?
I don't know. That's what somebody told me. After that whole argument about bonobos, I guess I have to fucking be mindful of what every animal fucking is now.
No. Are you sure that they weren't trying to get you to be like, what's a jackdaw? And he's like, jacked off my dick.
No one's done that yet.
That's a good one. If you guys want to use jackdaw and then get people on that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
it's
you
like
should do.
Up dog.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
No.
Ha 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 ha.
No. Get this woman's boyfriend in here. Where's her chaperone? Mm. Is Ottawa like that? Is you guys?
He's at the Red Scare live show. Doing the same thing.
I want to fuck you, Anna.
No, it's mostly girls and gays.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Nice, man.
Nice, dude.
Standing up for your queen yet again.
Don't perpetuate that.
No, nobody wants to fuck them. No, it's just gay guys. So we're not. No, I have nothing to worry about at their shows.
It's not cheating if the guy is gay, guys. Relax. Yeah, my girlfriend fucks gay guys.
She's fixing them.
What's the big
deal?
It's
praxis.
We're trying to live in a socialist heterosexual utopia. I'm not. They are. I'm all for gay socialism.
Are you guys into luxury gay space communism?
What is that? That sounds
it's
dumb as hell.
Well, it's basically the end of WALL-E. It's generally what the idea
is. You know those machines in WALL-E suck your dick also. Those chairs.
Uh-huh.
They didn't show it because it was a kid's movie, but you know there's a fleshlight on top of that motherfucker.
I like that the moral of that movie is that fat people are incapable of being happy.
I never saw it.
If you're overweight, you will never experience happiness.
You never saw WALL-E?
Even if you live in space forever.
I don't think you'll ever get
any satisfaction.
I think that has a little something to do with your childhood, that's what you think the takeaway is.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Then shut up.
No, that is... No, it's that...
You are the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, an awesome guy who dresses cool?
You need a robot.
He gets his little penis sucked.
You need the robot to teach you feelings.
Sounds like a cool movie, dude.
And I'm the robot. I'm WALL-E.
Sounds like a cool movie, dude, about a cool-ass guy that loves getting
his
dick sucked.
Me, WALL-E.
Where does WALL-E come in?
He comes to the spaceship at the end, and he's like, maybe try push-ups. I think.
No, that's not what happens.
What happens? WALL-E gets a girlfriend?
No, he's a cute robot.
Yeah?
And he tells the fat people to go outside.
He does?
Why don't you pull
people?
Up your pants?
He says, yeah, stop acting like thugs.
Stop acting like thugs and speak properly. Maybe if you talk properly, you would be happier.
Nobody ever talks about black on black crime. Just racist WALL-E. Just
build the WALL-E.
Build the WALL-E. Dude, did I say you could have my fucking kind bars? What flavor did you get? Hold on. You don't get to pick the flavor,
this
motherfucker.
This is the end of WALL-E. This is what happens.
I'm picking the flavor for
you. There's literally unlimited kind bars. They're free, and you still hog
okay,
all the resources.
No. I want this one, dude. You can have the original one. What? Why are you sad that he got that one? I wanted peanut butter and dark chocolate.
Because Sav has a drug addiction, folks.
Damn, I don't remember any of this shit in WALL-E. I just remember that spaceship in the junkyard.
Does WALL-E get head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hot girl.
The girl robot sucks his dick at the end and it restores his memory.
Dude, now that's a movie we need
to
tell kids about.
That's a good idea for a movie.
You get brain is the way to fucking, is a solution to all your problems. If you just get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
The global warming will get solved.
Damn, I don't remember the plot of anything. Fucking Iron Giant, I was like, it's
never
a great movie.
It.
And then somebody asked me, like, well, what happens? And I'm like, it's a giant.
Does he
made
fight?
Out of iron.
Does he fight a big lizard?
No, I don't know.
That's Pacific Rim.
He's a giant that lives in the woods, and he's made out of metal.
Oh. There's never a fight scene.
No, I just like that. I like that aspect of it. To be a giant metal person that lives in the woods.
I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
That sounds like shit, dude. That sounds like a stupid fucking
it's
movie.
It's a beloved movie.
No, fuck that.
Let's give it up for Iron Giant, whether you like it or whether you like it or not.
Okay, what else we got here?
Iron
That's
Giant?
A good question.
Did
Let's
they?
Find out. We've now entered the we Googling things Googling. The audience asked us portion of the program. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any questions? No.
There was a format war between Blu-ray and HD.
No Google necessary for this one.
Oh, no. No, I spent years patiently waiting on the sidelines, sweating, not knowing which format to invest in.
It seemed like Blu-ray was going to be the one early
on. Yeah, because Sony got behind Blu-ray.
Yeah, and then they Xbox, you could put a, they had an HD DVD
That's right.
player in the Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox fails
but
again.
But PlayStation's tighter than
which
Xbox.
Which is, it's weird because HD DVD is a much better name. Not
no.
yet. We'll
not
get
yet.
To that, but we're
we'll
stalling,
get
stalling in our own way first. In a way, we decide.
Mm. I told you motherfuckers you wasted your money. You didn't believe me.
This is not a good show. It never has been.
You, think about your lives.
But if we had luxury gay space communism, we would just be doing this 24/7.
Right.
There'd be no money to waste.
That's right.
You know?
You would just be watching us getting our dick sucked by our little robot chairs.
Sure.
Whatever.
My job would be guy who can't remember movies.
Yeah.
And that would be my role in society.
That's a good role, dude. What would my role be?
You would be the trash.
No.
We would,
how does that
all
even
of our
make
waste
sense?
Would go into you.
No. I'm not
we
eating
need
trash.
Someone to eat.
I am not eating trash.
We put chocolate syrup on all the garbage.
No, okay. All right. Well, you didn't mention that part. You didn't say
and
there'd
we would
be a delicious
would use you to
coating.
Eat all of the garbage. The
would
rubbish.
There even be garbage in space?
Yeah.
Couldn't you throw it in space?
No. Well, then you wouldn't have a job. What are you trying to fucking put yourself
I
out of
I want a
work?
Better job, dude. I want, like, short order cook. I would love to wear a little apron.
Yeah.
And just make fucking eggs for people. That, honestly, that sounds awesome, dude. I want to be like a fat guy in a movie with a greasy shirt. Just fucking clearly sweating in everyone's breakfast potatoes. But it's charming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Adam, what would your job be?
I don't know, I'm drunk.
Space
dude.
Account.
Adam's space. Fucked up.
Space lawyer. Space. And I'm just basing these on your personality.
I appreciate that, dude. A lawyer is a good job.
Yeah. Space guy that argues with customer
Shut
service
up.
Department.
That's the space. Thing. This is a big hypocrisy about Nick
That's
and
true.
His anti-Semitism.
I will support
is that
not anti-Semitism.
When it comes to cheapness,
I watched you at Guitar Center, and I've never done anything like that in my life.
When it comes to cheapness, when it
He's
comes
got
to
you at Guitar
Center. No, no, no.
Here's
no.
what I'll say, Adam.
When it comes to cheapness and arguing with customer service, Nick is a full-blown kike. Full-blown. The force is strong with this.
I've absolutely had my disputes, but I've never done anything
what do
you mean
like your drive, disputes?
Drive
you
to
constantly,
New Jersey.
All day long, you have a fucking dispute with customer service.
With the post office,
you
which
yell
is the
at
federal
Uber
government.
Drivers.
Which I remind you, the fucking, what is it, the Bundy family went to war with them. So
True.
It's more political than a customer service thing.
Yeah.
I will say this. Nick is more consistently cheap. But your peaks are higher. Do you know what I mean?
I'm so bad at money. There
Every
is no way that
but,
I can be
but
cheap.
But you have incredible. It's like you have incredible natural talent. Whereas Nick has
I have
worked
a
at
skill
it.
For it.
You have a skill.
But
it's
I
in your
only
blood.
Let it
Keeping
out.
Guitar
when,
Center
no, no,
open.
No, no,
10
no, no,
after
no, no,
they close.
No, 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 no.
To be like, I
no,
don't know.
No,
let
no,
me
no,
text
no.
more of my friends pictures of the guitar that you've already discounted $600.
This is ridiculous.
The guy that makes minimum wage. He's like, I don't know, man.
This is bullshit. He doesn't make minimum wage.
There's a 45-day return policy.
No, no, this is bullshit, Nick. It was a defective guitar that I expected a discount on.
There was a $600 discount on it already.
There was not a six. He. Oh my God. Oh my God. The hyperbole, the exaggeration is insane. $600 discount. Do you mean that?
How much
yes,
was
I
it?
Mean that.
No, he doesn't mean
How
that.
How much was it?
How much was
Everything
the
he gets mad at me about, he does in tenfold.
Go off.
So when did I do this Guitar Center thing? I don't even have a guitar.
Ooh, got you.
I don't have a guitar.
God, Nick.
Hold on.
He's the cheapest person I know.
How much was it discounted, Adam, in your own... By your own volition.
Mm. I worked it down $200.
This puts him
less.
In a bind because he has to brag about the discount, exactly. But also win the argument.
Yeah.
There's no. I already
this
won
the
argument.
This is the Egyptian riddle.
No.
That wound up with them building the pyramids.
No, the truth.
This is the Sphinx said to them.
No, the truth is the
how
truth.
How good was the discount then? If you're listen, not so cheap.
Listen.
No.
Adam just.
If you want to go,
I'm going to just be a slave instead.
Listen, I am happy playing this. Playing this minstrel for you folks. I'm happy to play this disgusting Jew for you for comedy. But if we're gonna take our masks off, listen, I play a role. We all do. All the world's a stage. Okay.
Yeah. So true, brother.
It's Avenged Sevenfold said that.
So fucking true.
That was Avenged Sevenfold.
It's Avenged Sevenfold. All the world's a stage.
That wasn't Avenged Sevenfold.
You better party like it's 1999. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
That's it.
That's back country, I'm pretty
that
sure.
That was, yeah. It was an Avenged Sevenfold clip.
Sick guitar yep. solo. Avenged Sevenfold fans at Eiffel Towered women. Who would have guessed it? Yeah. Who to thunk it?
The Rock was tweeted a picture of himself at the gym one time, and he's like, just getting started, first thing in the morning. You know, I got Avenged Sevenfold powering me through.
Hell yeah.
And then he wrote hashtag AX7, and then just the replies are like, that's not what it is! He's like, I'm sorry, my bad. The Rock had to apologize
you
to Avenged Sevenfold fans. He's The Rock. He's going to be president.
He will. He will. Damn, I want to be.
Who else can get an apology out of The Rock?
I could.
What? No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could. If I wrote a strongly worded letter.
About what? What grievance could you possibly have with The Rock?
Oh, about, you know, he's a Republican.
He's a moderate Republican.
He's a Republican.
No, I thought he was like just Samoan.
He's yeah, they don't have politics.
No. No, they just have, like, dinner.
Yeah.
They just have lots of, like, meals.
KFC.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
Lots of fish.
They love KFC.
Do they love KFC?
They do. That's what Josh said to us.
Oh.
Is that true?
He said Pacific Islanders love KFC.
Wow. Not fried chicken, specifically KFC?
KFC in particular.
My man is fucked. Oh, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm fucking sober. I'm driving home. I'm fucking
Someone
driving.
Someone cheered because they want you to get in a car accident.
All of us to get in a car accident.
Hell yeah, dude. That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Is there a bridge we could drive off?
I would love to die with my boys.
I'm going to have a parachute. And I'm going to jump out at the last second.
No parachute could support that mass.
That's not true. They parachute in big-ass boxes.
That's
things.
Not
yeah,
true.
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah, that was multiple parachutes.
Yeah, so I'll have two parachutes, bitch.
Did I ever tell you that story about I took the plot to Operation Dumbo Drop and put it on the Wikipedia page for the Vietnam War?
That is true.
It was there
that
for years.
That is brilliant.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It did happen, right?
That's probably the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Didn't you do some other Wikipedia shit?
Nothing that lasted as long as that. It was like years that was part of the Wikipedia article for the U.S. role in the Vietnam War.
What did you say happened exactly?
I just went to the page for Operation Dumbo Drop, copied the plot, pasted it, just changed the tense, and then left it in there. So it's like the plot of the movie... Under the heading Operation Gray Cloud.
That rocks.
Yeah.
How would you have done Vietnam different if we had to win ourselves?
Let's do some military Chinese soldiers. Use Chinese. Nothing but Asian soldiers.
Smart.
Because if they're going to trick us, we're going to be where you fight fire with fire.
That's right, yeah.
We can't tell who the enemy is.
That's right.
No more uniforms.
Yep.
You know?
Nude Chinese men.
Yeah.
No more uniforms, just stark naked Chinese people would have, is how you would
just
fight
them. Just screaming, we get young girls and have them run the same way in, as in the picture. The famous picture. Look, hey, yeah, war is brutal, okay?
What
it's
picture?
Hell. It's, yeah, it sucks.
Wait,
yeah,
what
learn
picture?
About
it.
How would you
learn
do Vietnam it. Differently? I'm assuming don't do Vietnam is not one of the options.
No, it's not.
And if, but if we're going to do it, we get our own naked children. And we pin the crimes on them.
Oh, interesting. I'm doing some context clues. I feel like that's not a very chill picture. I don't know which one it is, what happened in it, but I'm guessing.
You know the one? It's the girl running from the napalm.
I don't know.
Which I always thought that picture was interesting because it's like, why didn't you have clothes on?
Yeah.
You know?
Because the napalm burned it.
Yeah, but there's no picture of like 9/11 happening and then somebody just running away naked from 9/11.
There are plenty.
You never seen that?
Because if that happened, people would be like, okay, well, your day was already fucked up.
Yeah.
I understand this is pretty bad for you, but something else is going wrong. That you already lost all your clothes. You know, in the financial district somehow.
Yeah. Just some guy having just that Craigslist hookup on 9/11. Just fully nude in a bathroom stall. Ah! We gotta get out of here. That probably happened to at least one guy.
Yeah, probably.
Statistically speaking.
I'll tell you,
it's that famous picture from 9/11 of all the people like at the candlelight vigil the night of, and you know the little girl with like the flag crying on her dad's shoulders. It's a fully grown nude man.
I'll tell
some guy's penis, just a little bit of his
just
penis
his
peeking
dick
through
around the guy's neck
from the neck.
The guy's holding him.
I'll tell you who it didn't happen to, and that was the Jews. They got a fax.
Everyone got a text.
Everyone got a fax text. From Israel to say that 9/11 was happening that day.
Dude.
Check your calendars. It's 9/11.
I love how quickly that was out there everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone in like 2 days was like, you know, none of the Jews.
And that's
all
like
the Jews called
that's
in.
The funniest thing about like anti-Semitism is how easy it is for people to be like, well, I guess they're right. Yep. Yeah. That's right. I'm going to go ahead and just say this.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much, you know? What's going on? Are you fighting?
Nope.
Oh, okay. You guys have. You guys have your own 9/11? Did that ever
happen?
Yeah,
was there a Canadian tragedy?
But what's the Halifax explosion?
World War II.
World War II.
Oh, shut up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get over it.
That doesn't count.
Baby.
Battle of Christ.
All you guys, your 9/11 was the incel van attack. That's your 9/11.
What happened? I don't know about that.
In Toronto, a guy was like, I'm so horny, I'm going to run people over. Muslim style.
Yeah, I like that guy a couple weeks ago that threw a baby off a, like
oh,
a,
yeah.
in a mall.
Because he asked, like...
He's like, bitches won't fuck me. Fuck it, I'm going to throw your baby off the... I'm going to throw your baby off the escalator. Fuck it.
Yeah,
honestly, respect, dude. That's a tight move.
That's a wild
shit. I'm
move.
Trying to holler at bitches at Foot Locker, and they ain't gonna fuck me. I'm gonna throw your baby off. I'm gonna throw your baby
off. Tell some of your friends to suck me off, and maybe these babies are.
I've
safe.
Been trying to fuck in the food court for hours. Babies are gonna get thrown. I don't know.
Damn, I hope that little baby makes it, dude.
I think it's dead.
Oh.
No. Babies don't tense up, so they survive.
In what way don't they tense up, Adam?
Because they're so dumb.
What are you talking about being thrown or some other activity you do with babies?
If a baby's falling 30 feet, they live because they don't tense up because they don't know that falling hurts you. So that's how babies survive incel, whatever that is.
This is I looked it up. The headline is Mall of America balcony throwing man pleads guilty, boy healing.
Nice.
And it's nice.
That's
to
what
imagine,
I said. What did I say?
It's nice to imagine boy healing.
Incredibly resilient. The
it's
babies.
Nice to imagine boy healing is the crime.
Yeah, boy healing.
Like training boys. Healing mean training.
Oh sure, yeah. Also that.
Like a dog
Yeah.
You bring it to heel.
You heel a dog.
Yeah.
See, you fucking idiot. You think I didn't know words? Mm-hmm. I know bringing something Stop to heel.
Yeah, Stav's been reading a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Stav just started The Giver. We're reading for him to finish.
Dude, I don't
We're
know about...
Rooting.
Something really fucked up happened with an apple, and I'm waiting to find out.
That's the, all he remembers gonna be good, is dude. The food. The one food item.
He's like, yeah, I don't remember a single detail other than somebody ate something.
No, I remember, motherfucker. There's a baby, and he can see colors, and then some old man takes him outside. And they find out the nursing home, they're actually killing old people. And then the baby grows
going.
Up. And he goes into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the book ends. That's basically it. Right? Honestly, it really is.
Yeah, he leaves.
That's
he
not
leaves.
What happens.
So. I'm honestly right, you fucking
idiot.
No,
it's close enough.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's a boy who lives under the stairs. And... And he's gay.
That's right.
Harry Potter. Very
that's right,
good.
Bro. Very good.
Very good.
Very
Harry
good.
Potter. Harry
it's,
Potter.
It's Harry Potter. We came all the way from Skanksfest to see this. I was at Skanksfest. Oh, my mom flew me at Skanksfest. now I come to Comptown Show to say what book is.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some other classic young adult?
Do the Australian.
Stop it. Stop it, Overalls.
Yeah.
No, Overalls has been good. Overalls has been good.
Yeah, that's true. Not you. You're the good Overalls. This is Chaos Overalls over here.
No, she's behaved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good
Catcher
one.
Catcher in the Rye. Mm-hmm. So
shut the fuck up, dude.
Stop.
Like,
tell
you
us
read
the Catcher
in the
Rye.
Night a book, or was it just a movie?
It was a movie, I thought. It was Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. It's also a TV show with fucking Archie Bunker, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Carol, what's his name?
Did anyone watch the remake of that? They did like a one-off with Woody Harrelson. And
yeah, that was weird. They're just redoing a fucking show that already existed.
Yeah, yeah, they that do that a lot.
So true, man. That is fucking true. Yeah.
They do be doing that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it sucked. I'm sure it
was
bad.
Oh, it definitely sucked. I'm just thinking about what movie I want to watch high as shit in like an hour.
How about How High with Method Man?
I would watch that. Do you want?
They smoke their friend.
They smoke his ashes.
They,
yeah.
They smoke their friend to pass.
Well, they're not even
I know a guy that did it. Yeah, I didn't say his name, but you know him too. But
he smoked his friend's ashes.
No, nah, well, he was like, yeah, I told you, he's like, dude, I got some Andy on me right
that's
now.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
So it's like a 43-year-old man that's carrying around pieces of his dead friend
in a keychain.
Which, like, that guy had a family that should have that. You shouldn't be eating. Yeah, he said he ate some of them.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he did it or why he told me.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
When how do you guys want to be...
Not eaten. I want to clarify that with you now. That I do not want you to eat me.
I'm putting your ass on a fucking sandwich. I'm putting you over popcorn. You know what I mean? It's going to be seasoned salt and fucking your ashes. And I'm going to go watch Fast and the Furious 15. I'd be like, Nick would have loved this.
And I would have. You're not wrong.
It's for Nick. I don't know how I want to be buried, but I know how I want to die.
Get hit us with it, brother.
A political statement.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A jihad kind of thing. For all my homies that don't fuck.
Oh, you want to be killed because you're an incel.
Yeah,
you
well,
be an incel martyr.
I gotta, yeah, exactly.
So you have to stop having sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can lie about that.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just gonna be a face for the movement.
Yeah, exactly.
But behind,
I think
scenes.
I got a face for that kind of a movement.
Kind of like how Gandhi pretended he was like a chill guy.
Yeah, Gandhi was a piece of
Gandhi
shit.
Gandhi was
you're right
pretending
about that.
To be a chill guy, and then he was like,
you know who I
want to
go in on is Gandhi.
No, didn't he like?
No, he wasn't. He was racist. He didn't like black people. Really? He went to South Africa and he was like, at least we're not as bad as the blacks.
Look,
Nobody's perfect. You know, wow.
He's canceled. Gandhi's canceled.
Yeah,
didn't
cancer.
He sleep in a bed with children and shit like that?
Yeah,
with his dick
yeah.
out
to prove yeah to prove that he like he could resist any temptation.
Oh, wow.
Peaceful. That was peaceful.
He was training his willpower.
Yeah.
If I could just not fuck these children.
He would do a lot of like just fucking Gigi Allen shit. He would like lick toilets and fucking like suck on homeless people's toes. He's like, nobody's above me, dude. I'll do gay shit just because it's blasphemous.
Yeah, I didn't know that, dude.
Yeah.
Gandhi sounds cool now, actually.
Yeah, he used to. Yeah.
He's like, check it out. I've been in London for a year. I learned a bunch of cool stuff. I'm hanging out in the punk scene in London. And I came back to India to...
Just cross-punk Gandhi.
Yeah, yeah. I'm starting a band, and none of us play instruments. We just suck each other off and smear shit all over our bodies. It's crazy that, like, Gigi Allen was like, I'll just do this.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody's doing this.
Respect. Your own lane.
Good idea.
I'll just have people fist me at the show.
I'll just fling poo at people like a baboon.
Yeah.
We do need a big closer. Anybody want to get
no.
their ass turned out?
They did have a dick sucking contest at Skanks Fest.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
I mean, I make fun of, like, I do, like, making fun of a retarded guy going to Skanks Fest, but there's someone that literally went and sucked Lewis's dick for a bag of CBD oil. People. And it's like, I don't, like, how are you mad about the Louis thing?
Right. Yes, he's performing yeah. on a stage where a man just stapled yeah. his nuts to his leg
Louis,
40 minutes
Louis
ago.
Louis opened for a mentally disabled man being raped.
That's deplatforming.
That is, he's deplatforming.
Deplatformed.
He's not, that, you don't go up from there.
That's right.
He has to perform at a wallet chain comedy festival. A rap rock comedy festival.
Oh, fuck.
So let's think of a big closer.
Big
for
closer,
these,
baby.
For these fucking pieces of shit over here.
Let's see.
These
All
guys
right.
love to clap.
Yeah. Get them. Get
What? G.G. Mullen, that's a good
Mullen.
Idea.
That's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
We kind of tapped into the G.G. Allen
yeah,
thing
we
already.
We've moved on from that.
Let's see. Anybody have any other puns?
What?
Tub Girl? Are you just saying old memes?
Tub Girl?
Lemon Party.
Oh, he said, did you say Harriet Tub Girl? Harriet Tub Girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put that on the money, because fucking capitalism is shit.
There we
right?
go. Knocked it out of the park.
There it is.
All right, this was our podcast.
I don't know.
We got time.
Yeah, no, we can pull something out of it.
All right.
Okay, let's see.
Does anyone have any more drugs?
I think more people should not plan
yeah, give
an
us
end
more
to their
drugs.
Shows. I would love it if you went to go see fucking David Copperfield, and at the end he's like, I
That's all the magic.
Yeah, I did most of the magic already.
Oh, fuck, dude, I did the magic I was going to end on.
I fucking opened
I did all
with
my
the,
magic.
The earlier magic.
Let's see, he just starts dancing.
Yeah, he's just... damn, let me pull a quarter out of your pussy.
Yeah. No.
What?
I want
to pull? I don't know how to do that. I've never
you
done that.
You could pull a quarter out of your pussy? Yeah. That's too Skanks Fest for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great, dude. We raped a girl at Skanks Fest this year. We put a bunch of money in
her
pussy.
It's called free speech.
It's free speech. Yeah. Haven't you seen Hamilton? Skanks Fest is basically Hamilton. It's what if a rap guy cared about the Constitution? Culturally, they're identical. What if a retarded Puerto Rican really cared about the Founding Fathers? And that's what Skanks Fest is.
Oh, shit. Got his ass.
Some guy clapped with his empty beer.
Respect.
Yeah, nice empty beer.
Fucking bitch.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, we got the fucking empty beer guy over here.
Oh, what'd you
dude?
Do? Drink it all?
What'd you do, spill it or drink it or something
fucking
like that?
Fucking alcoholic.
Fucking idiot. It's supposed to have liquid in the fucking can.
I watched this shitty show. What was it? Sully's Tavern? Was that it?
Oh, yeah. Sully's Comedy Cellar.
Yeah,
they called it the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, there was some woman that Mickey brought there one time, and some guy interrupted her set, and she's like, "Oh, I'm going to destroy your life, honey."
Oh, I remember that.
She goes, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Woodrow Wilson." She's like, "All right, whatever."
Oh, dude. All
right, whatever.
All right, well, fuck that.
Fuck it.
Fuck that.
That reminds me, she was like a female bodybuilder or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about
not
that.
Not in that way, because this was the kind of woman that would, like, already had, like, ankle veins and, like, she already had, like, the build. It wasn't somebody that started off normal and then destroyed themselves. I guess you need to know a little bit more about the female bodybuilding community.
Nick's really done some research.
To the breed I'm describing.
The breed.
You know, not like a Julia Vince type, you know? Yeah.
Not your a perfect favorite. Angel. Like.
Yeah. Although Julia's starting to, she's done a little, maybe too much HGH at this point.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I'm
Nick.
Sorry, dude.
I know, but, you know.
Can you still jack off you. To her?
That's Russia for you.
That's true.
Dude, don't get me started.
Mm-hmm. I would like to fuck a muscly woman. That would be cool.
Yeah?
Have you ever, out of curiosity, watched a muscly woman having sex on X-Vids?
Out of curiosity?
Out of curiosity?
They do a thing where they have them fuck their bicep between their forearm and their bicep. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
They do like a titty job between the forearm and the bicep.
No, thank
and
you.
And they jack them off.
I think I would be fine it's with very it funny. If all of their muscles also had nipples. I think that would be a cool look.
You just suck someone's triceps?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think that's too many nipples. I think they should get 12 extra nipples to place as they please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my
like a Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah. You could stack all the nipples on top of the titties, too, so it would be like 6 going all the way out. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. These are great ideas. Yeah, I think my hypothesis, long-standing hypothesis, is that there's got to be people in the fitness community that hate fat people that would love to just like slap me and spit on me while they fuck me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to get.
Your hypothesis is that humiliation porn exists?
No, specific. Like everyone knows. No, I don't want that. I want someone's body issues.
A jacked woman.
To be taken out on my penis.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to the fucking boys from The Simpsons.
What a community we've assembled. Just captains of industry, all of you. Giants among men.
That's a good laugh.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, it's her boyfriend. Is this guy?
Get out of here.
Get the hell. Now it's descended
get
into
out of here.
Audience infighting. Mm-hmm. That's how we end the show. Is just start a
small
riot.
Can you guys just
riot.
All start fighting each other? All
right. Let's get the pit going. Everybody start fucking. Mm-hmm. Everybody start skanking in the pit. It's a ska show, by the way. We're about to go get our fucking tubas and shit.
Yeah, my.
I guess if you consider that Pantera made all those people fight, Dimebag sort of deserved it.
Oh, true.
You know, if you consider the violence that they made, they turned the audience against each other.
That's so true.
It was only a matter of time. We've never done that.
No.
Which is why we're going to massacre you.
Yeah.
One of us will bring a gun to a show and kill all of you.
Yeah. That would be. And people that would be tight.
People don't see that coming, but.
Yeah. It would be. And no one here would be mad. Everyone's like, damn, that would rock, dude. I don't have to go to my shitty job.
We finally get acknowledgement from the mainstream media. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, I hate being shadow banned by the mainstream media for our dangerous beliefs.
Nick DiPaolo complaining about being shadow banned because him tweeting the N-word wasn't retweeted a million times.
People aren't seeing it!
I said it, and it should be retweeted.
It didn't do numbers. So you're reading the news?
I'm
right
reading
now?
The news right okay. now.
Yeah. Some topical to end the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, let's
with.
Do one like topical news thing to, because everyone gets their news from Cumtown.
I ran. A yoni egg?
What egg?
Oh.
Salvador Dali was a fucking loser. Let's be honest.
Get his ass, dude. Do his it. Fucking little mustache.
Fucking idiot, dude. Yeah. What if a clock was melting?
Fuck shut off, up. Dude. Fuck clocks off. Don't melt, bitch. You're thinking of ice and ice cream and shit.
Yeah,
like
you're
that.
Thinking of ice.
He's like, oh, it's absurd. My stuff's so random.
Shut up. Yeah.
Shut the fuck
really,
up.
Check yeah, out this painting of Invader Zim. I
yeah. Yeah, fuck Salvador
it's,
no, Dali,
it's fuck cookie. Salvador Dali, dude.
He this, is, I mean, he really is one of the just like a so random guy that's secretly beating his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's fash.
Yeah. So true. What else did he do that we can make fun of? The clocks. Did he do the screaming guy?
No, that's Munch. That's a skull who? Made out of naked chicks.
Nice. Metal,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's pretty cool. That's
no, good. That's Salvador Dali.
I think that's
that.
Also Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, yeah. He stole that from Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, you would be cool. I want an Avenged Sevenfold shirt, and I know you do it, but it's instead of the skull bat, it's got pussy lips. It's just skull
that's
with
a good
pussy
idea,
lips.
Dude.
I like that.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of
the
it.
The pussy skull?
Fucking yeah, Avenged.
I'm trying this to get skull from the pussy skull.
Yeah. I would wear that shirt. I'd also listen to that band. This is the Pussy Bat. Pussy Skull Bat. Revenge Sevenfold.
All right. How are we going to end this? Because we're stuck up here.
Making,
like one of our
making
songs,
Lewis drink
maybe?
Ari Shaffir's urine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to say
honestly, that. Adam, I don't think you should say it, but if you did, it kind of would get us out of this pickle.
No, I'm
I mean?
Not going to do that. I would never. I would never. Shut up. Shut up.
You're
me.
In Canada. No one in America will find out. Yeah. This is Vegas
never.
For racism.
I would never even if... I
come up here, say whatever you want about that's the right. Chinese.
Yeah. Well, not here, though.
Yeah.
It's just, it's swingers, but they go to Canada to be racist.
That's
we're gonna,
funny.
I'm going to say it, baby.
We're going to see so many tar babies.
We're going to
say
so many
tar babies.
Say
so many tar babies. Whatever. Hey, look, that's as close as you're going to get to the N-word.
Yeah.
That's the closest show. And it's a functional pun.
No, you will not.
No.
It's a pun.
Stop.
If anyone's saying it, it's one of us. Yeah. You will not.
You guys laugh, but it's a really painful.
It is.
History.
There's a lot of history there.
I don't do you mean that time that lady called you a bitch ass? You know yeah. what?
When that lady called me a bitch ass that word, I said thank you.
Yeah, we were in a bodega.
I said, thank you, madam.
We were in a bodega, and this Adam was already in there, and I was walking in. She did not know that me and Adam knew each other, and she was like, "He a bitch ass," and then she kissed me on the cheek and left. It was it was one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yep.
Just this old black lady in a fucking all-white tracksuit disrespecting Adam and then giving me a kiss on the cheek and leaving. I love that lady, dude.
And Stav got oral herpes from that woman.
Why did you feel the need to say that right now?
Here's the fight. Okay.
No.
Let's leave before the
what
fight.
What the fuck is going on
I don't
here?
Like violence.
All right, so...
You know who gave Vancouver a bad name is the white people that stole it.
Yes.
And named it Vancouver when it used to be Eagles Spirit, you know. Chuck right. Chule Chipotle.
Here's how we're ending the show. Jello wrestling with the crowd. It was psych. Got you, motherfuckers. Actually, how we're going to end it is without a big laugh. We're just going
to yeah, we're going to have to just leave.
It. Bye.
Not yet, Adam. We can do. We can do. Does anyone have shorts? I said I could take my pants off. No, I don't want to see this man's penis. No.
Yeah, let's dress Stav up like a girl. That's how we can end the show. We put lipstick on this pig and we all fucking smooch him and that's, fuck his mouth.
That's not what the expression means.
That's what the expression means.
Not, the expression is not named after me.
I don't like how disappointed this couple looks.
Yeah, they thought they were going to go see Joe Coy tonight. They're like, the tickets got messed up, but there's a cum show instead. Hopefully, like that's like that bald Filipino we wanted to go see.
It's like that trip to Tijuana.
Who talks about sending emails or whatever. The fuck Joe Coy does. I don't know. He's great. Sure.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of our favorites.
Friend of the show. Friend Joe Coy. The fuck. We don't.
Guys,
know that
we gotta have Joe Coy back on.
You know, we gotta have Coy.
We gotta get Coy.
We got Steve Byrne, Joe Coy. all the killers.
All the good guys, man.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a packet of pudding that gave you immortality, but.
Sure.
But the catch is,
fuck.
The catch is that you have to eat it out of your father's ass.
I don't know my dad.
The fountain of youth.
Would you do it? Would you do it?
If I could live forever, if I had to eat pudding out of my dad's ass for.
Yeah.
This is actually a pretty good.
Thank you.
Because first of all, I don't even know if I want to live forever.
Right, exactly. There's a lot of layers.
Am I like completely immortal? Like I no physical or I
you
just,
feel great. You never just, have a physical ailment, but you live forever.
So I mean, I could walk into a bank and take the money, and the police would shoot me, and nothing would happen. It would just pass.
You
through
would.
Me.
You would no. You would get hurt like Wolverine, but it would. But it would
regenerate.
But it would regenerate
like
would
a Highlander.
I would do it. Yeah.
You would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That would be
but
awesome.
But. You're now actually you're a Highlander, and you have to worry about Highlanders who also ate pudding out
you,
of their
you
dad's ass.
You can't do this.
I just
yeah,
did it.
That's a good point.
I just did it.
You wait. So I have to worry about someone eating my ass to kill me?
No, that's
if
yes.
If someone gets the pudding out of your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Once you eat the pudding out of your dad's
you
ass,
see,
it's
McLeod,
in your ass.
As Highlanders, there's only one thing that kills us. McLeod's wiping his mouth. He's Ramirez is pulling his pants back up. Now you live forever. And the only way you can die is if someone eats pudding out of your ass.
Yeah.
Fuck,
it's called the quickening.
It's so weird.
That was going to be it. That was the big ending. I was going to fart into the mic.
Some Spanish pimp made me eat cum out of his ass. And now I have to live forever.
Adam, would you do it?
I mean, I think it's within the ethos of the show to have sex with your dad. So.
Well, I'm not, first of all, relax with the ethos.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, would you do it without the show?
To live forever? Yeah, I want to see the end of the world.
But, oh, then you have to live in space.
No.
You do. You don't die ever. You just float through space.
How about you do it, but it also means your father lives forever.
Oh, your father also lives forever. Damn.
Because then you have to just see him.
You have to hang out with him all the time?
Forever. And you've eaten pudding out of his ass.
Yeah.
You'd have to
oh, hey, Dad. Just seeing him in Spain in like a thousand years.
You can't kill him.
Huh?
I had to eat my father's ass to become immortal. But now I have to see him all the time. Dude, his casting as Raiden is still one of the funniest.
It's the best.
I mean, how there wasn't like, because there's always talk about representation now, and they do it with like Ghost in the Shell, and it's like nobody watched that movie. You know, Scarlett Johansson wasn't in it. But like Raiden in fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
When he first shows up, and they go to that, like, Liu Kang's like, I have to go home to China. And then it's like the most Chinese shit in the world.
Yeah.
It's the middle of a field. And with like a temple made out of stones, and this is where he's from, that he recently left to live in a single bedroom apartment in New York City.
Right.
He goes back, and it's all Chinese people, and they're like, "Oh, there's Raiden," and it's just the least Chinese guy.
It's a Belgian.
It's
guy.
Good to see you again, my friend, who is also Chinese.
Yep. Well, I would That's not eat the pudding out of my dad's ass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you, gay?
No, I don't want to live forever.
Dude.
I want to die. I don't want. It would be sweet, dude. I would pretend to. I'd be like, and then I'd have a gun and I'd shoot my dad. And then I'd eat the pudding out of his ass. And then real quick, but if you do it quick enough, you get to be immortal. So loophole.
No.
You guys have to hang out with your dads, but I killed mine. And I ate the pudding out of his ass. And now I'm just, thank you so much for saying that. Does anybody else want to compliment me? One last call for drugs, and then we're going to get out of here, I think.
Yeah, who brought us Jenkum?
Yeah.
I want some shit in a jar.
Okay, cool. Just check, see what you have. Anything? No Benadryl, man.
No
Enough with
Benadryl.
The allergy pills. That's okay.
What are your anti-epileptic meds?
Well, does it work like ADD shit where if like you take it and you don't have ADD, it gives you ADD? Because I would love to have on-hand seizure pills.
Anytime you're losing an argument with your girlfriend?
Just every time. Oh, I'm sorry. I was having a seizure. So, no, I don't know who that bitch is or why she's texting me.
Oh, now we're asking questions.
Now you got questions.
Now it's question time.
Wait for me to have a seizure, and then you want to know all now. Ooh.
That was my cousin. I thought she had breast cancer.
God damn it.
She sent me those pictures
she
of her tits.
I had to make sure she wasn't dying. Like me, who has seizures.
I have seizures.
God damn
it. I thought
it.
I had dick cancer.
You have
That's
to fucking invade my privacy by looking at my phone when I left it in front of you.
Girlfriends are so dumb.
Yeah.
And that's the show, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much.